ban is a kind of post-colonial knee-jerk reaction. First of all, they're really put out that I am from another culture, from another country, white-skinned, and coming and, in their terms, pointing fingers at them. Now, that in itself is a misguided, crazy notion, because as I show this film around the world to international audiences, nobody thinks this is about India. Only Indians do. No, there's a roll call of global statistics at the end of the film that takes people's breath away because it tells them that it is happening in every country in the world. No one's in any doubt of that except the Indians, because they have this knee-jerk reaction. They have this chip on their shoulder. And it's a kind of immaturity. It's a childishness. You know, if I as a Jew lived my life making choices and carrying forward the pain and the horror of what was done to my people by the Germans, how could I possibly live my life and move on? Mm. They've got to move on. They've got to get real. And here is the really shocking and upsetting thing for me. 2 months ago or so, maybe 6 weeks ago, the Indian government banned, the same government that banned my film, banned 897 porn sites, pornography sites. And my heart leapt for joy when I heard that, because I know the role pornography plays in encouraging these rapists and abusive women, okay?
Mm.
Within 1 week, there was such an outcry on social media by Indian men saying, you cannot part us from our pornography sites. It is our right to do what we want in the privacy of our own homes. And hey, we're a democracy. We cannot trample on freedom of expression. And guess what this government did? They lifted the ban off the porn sites within 1 week, but they have kept the ban on this public interest documentary that cries for change for women and girls across the world. What message are they giving to the world? They should hang their heads in shame. And when they say that I have indulged in a conspiracy to shame India, which is so misguided and stupid a comment to make, because again, you look at the film, scientifically, empirically count how many positive role models of Indian men there are in the film. They far outweigh the negative role models. But the Indians don't see that. They only want to focus on the negative, on their national pride, on their image, as opposed to their caring for their women. And it is an outrage. It's insane. What are their priorities? What are their values if they will lift a ban on porn sites because of a social media outcry? And why has there been no social media outcry in India?